All right, this is the Mark Daniels Show on WFIL, offering up a new attitude about food this hour. It's interesting to note how the Bible refers to people who have the wrong perspective on what they eat. In nearly every case, like Deuteronomy 32:15, the spiritual condition of the offender is referred to there right alongside the physical. The NIV renders that verse, "Jeshurun grew fat and kicked. Filled with food, he became heavy and sleek. He abandoned the God who made him and rejected the rock, his Savior." Obviously, for those who choose poorly, there's a real connection between our faithfulness and our choices about food. But for so many of us, we don't make mindful choices. We don't think about what we're eating, where and why we're reaching for something to nosh on. That's why my next guest suggests it's time to press pause and think about what we're about to ingest. Dr. Linda Mintel has joined us before. Her writing style is clever, but her scholarship and her biblical research are solid and convicting about a subject that causes so many of us to struggle. Dr. Mintel is a licensed therapist and approved supervisor for the American Association for Marriage and Family Therapy, an assistant professor of pediatrics at Eastern Virginia Medical School, a best-selling author, a go-to expert for the media, and on top of it all, she's really nice and a lot of fun, too. The book is Press Pause Before You Eat. Say goodbye to mindless eating and hello to the joys of eating. Linda, welcome back to the Mark Daniels Show.
Hi, great to be with you, Mark.
Yeah, I say welcome back because last time we talked, it was about making peace with our thighs.
I
thought that was the magnum opus, but here we are with a book that I enjoyed even more. It's called A Press Pause Before You Eat. And let's get into it because I have so much to ask you in so little time. First of all, when did you first start to see this connection and have an interest in eating issues and how people felt and what you heard in therapy?
I've been a therapist for over 25 years, and I've worked a lot with eating disorders. And the more I was working with anorexia and bulimia and binge eating, the more and more we were getting compulsive overeaters and overeaters and people that were just tired of an extra 5 to 10 pounds and were really struggling in that area. So my psychology practice took on much more of an emphasis on not so much what people are eating, because I'm not a dietitian, although I'm pretty informed in those areas because of my work with eating disorders, but more so on the whole area of why we eat and why we have these feelings of, I just ate that. I wasn't hungry. Why did I just eat that? So that really was the interest that I had, was looking at the psychological, emotional, relational, and even spiritual side of eating, which is often ignored.
You know, there's another kind of eating disorder, I think. It's sporadic dieting.
Yeah, actually, a lot of people do that very often. And, you know, dieting is such a trap because in the long run, it doesn't work. I mean, you can lose a few pounds on pretty much any diet, even the crazy fad diets, and I've certainly worked with them all. But in the long run, what happens is after a few months, usually after a year, the weight creeps back on because there's no shortcut. You have to start changing your lifestyle, and there's just no other way to do it.
Yeah, it's not just what you eat, but how you look at food. And as I read your book, I started to see some things that I'm doing in my life that are causing the challenges I have with blood sugar and weight. And we'll get into that a little bit later on for sure. But let's get to the acronym that forms the basis of what we're talking about. What do you mean by press pause?
Well, the pause, the idea behind the pause was to just try to take, to stop for a moment and to think. And I just tried to come up with some way that people could remember that. Because whenever you're going to change a behavior, the first thing you have to do, and this is the P in pause, is you have to purpose in your heart to do something different. So you have to want to make a change. That's just really critical in any kind of change, of any kind of behavior. The second letter, A, stands for attend. So first we purpose in our heart, and then we have to attend to the moment. What are we feeling right now? What's happening in our bodies, in our mind, in our thoughts that is impacting the way we eat? The U stands for understand why we're eating. And again, that is really the critical issue here is, you know, people will say all the time, you know, I don't want to eat that, or I'm trying to diet, or I'm going to eat better, I'm going to exercise more. But they don't look at the whys, the emotional triggers, the relationship triggers that sometimes cause us to eat. And in my estimation, about 90% of people that are struggling with their weight, it's really on this why we eat rather than what we eat. And then the S stands for strategize. Strategize to do something different. You can't keep doing the same thing and expect different results. We know that in a lot of areas of life. And then finally, the E stands for execute the change. You've got to start doing what it is you know that will change behavior.
All right. We'll have more of Dr. Linda Mental on the secret of a new relationship with food. We'll continue our conversation about her book, Press Pause Before You Eat, when the Mark Daniel Show comes right back.